Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God loves us. There's nothing more powerful than His love. The mighty love of God. And I thank Him for all that He's doing, all that He will do. And as we go forward in Him doing His word, we're going to see things happen that we've never seen before. He loves us. And He speaks to us in the heart. Heart to heart, spirit to spirit. He charges our heart. The Lord, when a man hears a message from the Lord through the pastor or through teachers, evangelists, anybody that's ministering the word, the Lord's intent is to charge our heart with life to help us in areas that we need. Now, most people are looking for a way to solve the problems at hand. And the Lord will address that. But more than that, He addresses the deeper problems so that you can live. In His presence, you learn these things. When we're in heaven, we're going to learn that throughout our lives, the Lord was trying to get our attention. He was trying to prepare us for the future so that we could meet the right people, do the right things. But when people decide to get saved, when they decide to do right, then they're walking through the door where God can bless them. And He can cause them to meet the person that will benefit their life the most, marry the right person. See, the Lord came. If you won't follow Him, and He knows this, He can't set it up for you to meet the right person to walk you in this life. And many times we're so headstrong that we marry the wrong person. And I know that sounds terrible, but it happens. And it's not so much the wrong person as it is we're not prepared when we meet the right person or we meet somebody that will agree with us. You know, a lot of things happen that shouldn't happen when you're not prepared for life. So Jesus put it this way. He said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added." If you, a man could be in his ways, not knowing God, and meet the perfect woman, and get rich before time, and his heart will harden because he can do whatever he wants. Now it's harder for him to get saved and get on track. But if you get right with God in the first place, then when the enemy sends people, because he know that, you know, some people are after Satan's ways. And the Lord already put enmity between his seed and Satan's seed. Satan's seed is the people that love the world, and they mean it. They're not going to budge. No matter what happens, they're going to stick with the word. They won't let the word get in their heart. And usually their parents were that way, or they got into bitterness somewhere. Some people can have good parents and get in bitterness, or anger, or excessive lust habits, or whatever. But once a person likes the world, they're going to stick with the world no matter what happens. But if you meet the right person that God would have aligned you with, but you're not on his side yet, you'll destroy that relationship, and it happens all the time. Some people have married the perfect woman, and they cheated on them or did them dirty or whatever while they were worldly. Then they get divorced, and then she remarries and have children, and then he gets saved, and he knows that he ruined his life. This happens all the time. I'm not talking crazy. I've seen this more than not. Nevertheless, if we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, now the Lord can start building on your life properly and prepare you for his perfect will. A lot of people want to know, what's my purpose? What am I supposed to be doing? First things first, fall in love with the Lord and his righteousness. so that all these things can be added to you. And if you'll do that, my friend, you ought to have a better life. It doesn't get any simpler. We got to go back to what God did in the first place. He chose the light and rejected the darkness. It was darkness. There was no light. He said, let there be light. And God chose the light. He saw that the light was good. And he rejected the darkness. He'd been doing that all along. Jesus came to give us light, get us out of our darkness. Jesus didn't come to save us and set us free from sin so we can go back and enjoy sin. Now, preachers who preach that, they need to get saved. They do. They need to just get saved. They're not thinking. They're not right with God. You can't be right with God and say that, or you can do whatever you want to do and go to heaven. You lie to yourself. You lie to your own mind. You lie to people. People follow it because it sounds good. And then the sin hardens their heart and they become no good to God. And you got to give an account for all these souls. Now, when I preach to God's people, my mind just don't go to what I get out of it or satisfaction. I love preaching because it's life. You're handling life. You're handling life. And it's very important. I don't want to ever teach somebody the wrong thing. Because people have enough trouble, and I don't want to make it worse. So I preach according to the Word of God. And I seek to do all that's in His heart, so that's where I'm powerful. If I can follow God, I can do anything. I learned this in life. In the last few broadcasts we did this week, yesterday's broadcast was healing love. Every time I followed God, every time I had success, every time I went forward with His plan, it superseded my expectations. It just superseded my expectations. And so now, I got to a point where I was following God. I would act on His word because He said it and I trusted it. But He would supersede my expectations. And now I say I'll do all that's in His heart. And I don't make up things to do. I don't make plans. I plan to obey. Instead of coming up with a plan of my own, I just organize my life so that whenever He says do something, I can do it. And I prepare my heart to agree with Him by saying I will do all that's in His heart so that He can tell me to do whatever He wants to do. And I'll be in agreement. Two people cannot, even God and man can't walk together unless they're in agreement. I want to be in total agreement with Him. And I want to follow Him thoroughly and on purpose. And this is how I desire to live. This is how I want it to be. And I can have it. He'll help me do it. That's where I'm powerful. I'm not powerful because I'm not powerful of myself. My plans may be good, but His plans are perfect, well thought out. And I encourage everybody to do the same. It works. All you have to do is, yeah, Jesus never had an unyielding moment. He was always yielding to the Lord. Always. Even when He was interrupted, He would do God's word, and then He'd go spend time with the Father. He didn't go off somewhere and go to sleep. He went and spent time with the Father to recharge. And receiving God's word helps you recharge so that you can be strong. When the woman that with the issue of blood touched the hem of His garment, He felt virtue go out of it. I briefly talked about virtue yesterday's broadcast, healing love. Now, you can sit, when you're ministering to people, you can feel the essence of God's word leaving. You can feel that virtue leaving your heart as you share with other people. And if you don't have much word in your heart, you'll feel depleted. And I used to feel depleted until I started loading up on the word. Not just studying for what I'm going to preach, but filling my heart with His word, His love, His intent, His wisdom, His knowledge. Hearing it over and over again, that's how you get the spirit of the word. The spirit of the word is the intended meaning of the chapters and even the books. So when you study the prophets and you listen to it day and night like Joshua was supposed to do, you become something, a force to be reckoned with yourself, because Satan can't handle you and God together in agreement. There's nothing he can do that can stop a man that will fill his heart with the word of God. When danger's near, the Lord will alert him to it. And see, the Lord prepare us to receive blessings. If he don't, the enemy will tempt you and rout you, and you'll mess up the blessing that God gave. It'll be pointless for you to get millions of dollars with an unrenewed mind. The enemy is in control of people that have an unrenewed mind. And what's the devil going to do? He's going to interrupt everything. He's going to turn you against yourself, and you won't even know it. You'll make decisions that you're happy with, but it's not good for you. And you cross the lines of sowing and reaping. False sowing will cause the money to be gone. People that make excessive amounts of money, like boxers and movie stars, even athletes, they make millions and millions of dollars, and they spend that money up. They go and buy a $30 million house, for instance. All right, without your job, you can never make that kind of money, unless you got a lot of signing bonuses and write books. If you don't have other means of bringing it in, you're not going to be able to manage a $30 million house. So they have a mortgage, and it's good for a while. After about 5 years, they get upside down, and they have to sell it. And even the banks can't sell a house that high. People are so greedy, they loan people money that can't pay it back. It's a rush. It feels good now, but it's not sustainable. If you've got $50 million and you buy a house for $50 million, you're going to need a lot more money. But if you have the wisdom of God and the knowledge of God, life is in sharing. Life is in blessing. You can set up businesses. You can hire people to start businesses, buy a moderate home that you like. Because when you lose that $30 million house, now you got to go find a house for a few hundred thousand and just be quiet somewhere. But with God, see, he thinks of everything. Men don't think of everything. Men think in reverse. God thinks in forward. He looks at the whole picture. Man will make a multi-million decision off a fraction of knowledge. But when you follow God, your thinking process is complete, and you're better off. When, you know, I think of things, I do things differently than others. You know, I wanted my children to have a car to get them started in life before I bought my dream car. And, you know, I got my dream car now, but I didn't need a car. My truck runs great. We got a van to travel in, and my wife has a car. I didn't really need one. I just wanted one. So, the first thing is that I got my children rolling. I got my daughter a car, then I got my son a truck, then I got my younger daughter her car. Then she wrecked it, I had to fix it. Then I got me a Mustang. And now I'm happy, everybody's rolling. So, what I'm saying is, when you follow God, things are better. You can do things in a great way. But when you do things the world's way, you're going to lose some things. And the enemy will attack your life. People are doing fine. Their plans are working until their wife get ready to divorce them. Now they got to adjust their life, give her half of whatever they own, and they may not be able to afford the lifestyle that they were lavished in. So now they got to sell their house for pennies on the dollar, move in some apartment or buy a much smaller house somewhere, and then just learn to live with it. But when you follow God, and he'll bless you to marry somebody that won't act like that. And then you'll treat her right, and she won't act like that. And if you're in love with somebody and everything looks good on paper, it looks good, she acts right, and you love her and you care about her, but the Lord knows her heart, what she's going to do, and he'll warn you. And if you got enough sense to listen to the Lord, you'll leave that one alone and marry the one that will be right by you. Only God knows his people. We can't judge things like man. I mean, we can't judge things of ourselves. But if we follow God, we can. And if we follow God, we will. You don't have to yield to the dying ways of the world. But if you follow God, you'll do fine. You'll be blessed and you'll be prospered in every way of life. But if you follow the worldly way, you got to have problems, because it's not just you doing things your own way. It's the enemy trying to interrupt everything that you're doing. He's trying to bring you down, even if you love the world. Your success, he wants you to look successful, inspire people. They know you're not right with God. And then soon as he get other people making decisions like you, because people make decisions off successful people, then your life will collapse and theirs will too, and he ruined everybody. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord's not here. Continue to move in throughout your life. Next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.